Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 22nd January 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you live as a trustee and leave all the burdens of every action to the Father and become a double light angel. May you live as a trustee and leave all the burdens of every action to the Father and become a double light angel. Explanation. Bab Dada always helps the children who remain courageous. When you children have elevated thoughts, the Father becomes present. Simply leave everything to the Father and then the Father knows what His task is. Do not take the burden of the responsibilities upon yourself. Be a trustee and you will remain constantly light, a double light angel who continues to fly. When your heart is clean, all your desires are fulfilled. So, in today's blessing, Baba has said many things. First thing is about courage and help, himmat and madad. Those children who maintain courage, they automatically get help from the Father. Second, he says, if you have elevated thought, He becomes present, hazir. Third thing is about responsibilities. Give all your responsibilities to Him and you remain as a double light angel. And fourth thing is, when your heart is clean, dil saaf, then all your desires, murad, are fulfilled, hasil. So, he is talking of all these things. Give all your burdens to the Father and you become double light angel. And Baba is talking about trusteeship. The important point is to understand who is trustee. Trustee is somebody who doesn't have the sense of ownership. A trustee is somebody who has been entrusted with some responsibility for a short time. But those things, that property, that place or that thing is not his. And he has that awareness always in his intellect that I have been given the responsibility to look after this thing, but I am not the owner. So to let go of ownership is to be a trustee. To let go of all the burdens is to be a trustee. To let go of all the attachment to the things which you have been given is to be trustee. To be humble is to be a trustee. To be responsible, yet knowing that nothing is mine, is to be a trustee. So, this sense of trusteeship we have to bring in our lives. The word trustee has been used many times in his writings by Mahatma Gandhi. And he also said many times that you have to live in this world as if you are a trustee, as if nothing is yours. Everything has been given to you by God to take care. So, that feeling that I am trustee means you are burden free, means you are attachment free, means you don't have ownership, means there is a sense of surrender, means there is a sense of responsibility, means there is a sense of humility. So all of these things constitute being a trustee. Here Baba is saying, give all your things to me and you just remain double light. Give all your burden to me and you remain double light. Recently in the Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, my children, and they are making efforts. Baba doesn't like that stage of children wherein they are engaged in making efforts. So be double light angel. So one more thing about trustee is that when you are trustee, one is that you don't think that everything is mine. But there is another extreme of that. Sometimes we think that we are trustee, but then there is one mind, there is some, in some corner of the mind, we try to even snatch those things which are not ours. We think that we have to become trustee. Baba said, you have elevated thoughts and Father is present, hazir. But the movement, rather than becoming a trustee or to let go of ownership, we try to become owner. Not only that, we try to snatch those things which are not ours. We try to steal those things which are not ours. We try to rob others of their treasure. Even this happens. One is trustee and on the other side, this is an extreme. We try to snatch, we try to steal, we try to rob, we try to borrow other things. So these all things, recently when we had done a class in Shantivan regarding seven fruits which you should not eat, out of those seven, three were these three. Those fruits which are stolen, those fruits which are borrowed, those fruits which are snatched. So these three things go exactly against trusteeship. Trustee means here, this is an extreme, these two things. Here you are feeling that nothing is mine. Everything is his. Nothing belongs to me. But here in the middle one thinks that things belong to me. And on the other extreme, a person sometimes comes when he tries to take even those things which are not his. So even that happens in life many times. Sometimes we think so high and sometimes we think very low. This pendulum goes on. This side. Sometimes to the left, sometimes to the left extreme, to the right extreme. Once three passengers were traveling in a flight. One was Swiss, another was Frenchman and third was Indian. And the flight gets lost in the cloud. And they don't know where it is. The Frenchman puts his hand out. And he says, this is France. So people ask, other two ask, why? Because I felt Eiffel Tower. Okay. After some time, the other gentleman, Swiss man, he puts his hand out. And he says, this is Switzerland. The other two ask, how come you know it? He says, because I touch the mountains. The Indian puts his hand out and he says, this is India. See, the other two ask him, how do you know? He says, because my watch is stolen. That's why this is India. So, ownership, to let go of ownership is one thing. In between, to think that things are mine, and on the other extreme, to snatch, to rob, to steal, or even to borrow. So if you are doing any one of these four things, there is an absolute lack of ownership. Now, this is one point in today's Vardhan, in blessing. First point was, when you have Himmat, God's help, Madad, comes to you. We say many times that, we were courageous, we are courageous, but still help do not come. And we always, you know, every Brahmin has a story. Earlier we had thoughts and Baba used to come. He would get present. Now we have elevated thoughts, he is not there. Now we have courage, but we don't get help. Now we give all the responsibilities to him, still we feel burden. Now even we have clean heart, but still our murad, our desires are not fulfilled. So, you know, all the four things which Baba said in today's blessing, not just these four things, but many things like this. Many Brahmins we have seen that when they came in Gyan, they had excitement. They had lot of enthusiasm, lot of courage, lot of this sense of surrender. When they came, courage was there. Elevated thoughts were there, sense of surrender was there, heart was clean. All these four things were there and they got immediate result in the form of four results of these four things which are there in today's blessing. But now they say, even now we have elevated thoughts but Baba doesn't come. Even now we have courage but his help we don't experience. Even now we surrender everything unto him but we don't feel light and we don't become double light angel. Even now we have clean heart but our desires remain unfulfilled. This happens. So not just in these four things but they say that when we had come, that time excitement was different, now it has dwindled down. That time our courage was different, now the courage has changed the quality. Now that time the zeal and enthusiasm were different, now everything has changed the form. So why this happens? When we came, we were so excited. And now, that excitement is gone. When we came, we did all those things and we got immediate result. Now, we do all the things, but still we don't get the result. What is the reason for this subtle thing that has happened? Lack of churning, but even when we came, we did not have any idea about churning. We were simply excited, we were simply filled of zeal and enthusiasm. We had not even understood knowledge to the extent we have understood now. Our knowledge has increased, but experience has gone down. When we came in knowledge, we had no knowledge. When we came in Gyan, we had no knowledge, yet we used to get experiences. Now, after listening Murli time and again, n number of times, churning, discussing, everything we have done, but still experience has vanished. Why? Lack of newness. Yeah, that's a good answer. Lack of newness. But when we came, there was no newness at all. Baba holds your hand.
But what we received was new.
That
what was received was new, and that newness was like.
So when we came, everything we had appeared to as new, though we did not have that sense of creativity. Creativity we learnt after coming in Gyan that we have to be creative. But when we came, as she rightly said, when we came, we were excited about everything. And over the period of time, the excitement is lost. And because of this loss of excitement, things are there. But thing, we are not getting experiences. There was a man, and he had a very beautiful house. A marble house. There was a beautiful mountain behind that house. There was a beautiful lake beside that house. Everything was so beautiful, so dainty, and there was a moon, a sunrise and sunset. Everything was exquisite. Everything was extremely beauteous. But that man got tired and bored. Seeing the same lake every day, seeing the same house every day, seeing everything same, because everything was so beautiful, but he was seeing it day and night, morning the same house, evening the same house, afternoon the same house, night the same house. So one day he thought, let me sell off this house and purchase a new house. So he called a real estate agent and told him that I want to sell this house. So the real estate agent was shocked. He said, why you want to sell such a beautiful house? He says, I got just bored with this. I want to go to the new place. I have been living in the same house from such a long time. Now I want some newness, some creativity, some excitement in my life. So the real estate agent goes. He said, okay, I will put the ad in the newspaper and let's see what happens. So real estate agent puts the ad in the newspaper and below he just puts his name and his phone number. Real estate agents. He doesn't write whose house this is. The next day morning, this owner of the house sees in the newspaper such a beautiful and poetic description of the house. A beautiful house made up of marble, and there is a beautiful lake, and there are so swans in that lake, and there is a mountain, and there is such a sunrise and such a sunset. And he gets so excited and he says, I want to purchase this house. Because such a beautiful expression, such a poetic version. I am just fed up with this one. I want to purchase this house. And he calls up that real estate agent. Because the owner's name was not written. Only that real estate agent's name was written and his phone number. So he calls up that agent and says, I want to immediately purchase this house. So real estate agent says, it is not possible because it is your own house. So the owner of the house says, but how come that you have depicted, you have used such poetic language to describe my house. I could never know. It's only after reading your version that I understood that my house is so beautiful, such a beautiful sunrise, such a beautiful sunset, such a wondrous lake there, and everything is so, so nice about it. So again, the excitement comes back. So how the excitement came? The knowledge is same. Everything is same. But now your viewpoint, your way of looking at it has changed. So that's why that excitement has come back. So in today's Murli, Baba has said four things in this blessing. First, Himmat and Madat. If you have Himmat, so you need to renew your Himmat. You need to re-engineer your courage. You need to reinvent, re-understand, review, rediscover your Himmat. Which was there? What is the quality of Himmat which you had earlier? With that small Himmat, you used to get great Madad. But now big Himmat, you don't get Madad. Probably your way of looking at it, or you need to modify or redesign your courage. So bring excitement in your courage, first thing. Second, when you have elevated thoughts, Father becomes Hazir. He becomes present. You have elevated thoughts now also, but bring newness in those thoughts. Bring excitement in those thoughts. Just as yesterday's Murli Baba said, you are a spiritual dancer, you are a spiritual singer, you are a spiritual artist, you are a spiritual painter, you are a spiritual businessman, you are a spiritual mill master, and you are a spiritual mind master. He gave all the different things to us. This knowledge is not dull and drab. It is not lifeless. But bring energy, bring newness, bring a new freshness, a vibration, a vibrance. New vibes. So, new vibrations, new vibes, newness in your thoughts, elevated thoughts. And then Father becomes present. And third thing is your sense of trusteeship. You were trusty before also, you are trusty now also. But now redesign your trusteeship. Re-understand, reinvent, re-engineer, re-manufacture. See your own trusty. What is the depth of trusteeship? Yeah. Of trusteeship, yes. Elevated thoughts. I will first give example of trusteeship. Trustee Khalil Gibran has written in his poem, your children are not your children. They are from you, but they are not for you. So the first sense of trusteeship is towards your children. Don't think that your children are your property. Look after them, but with a sense of detachment. Take care of them, but with a sense of detachment. So this is an example for trusteeship. You wanted an example for elevated thoughts. You definitely have elevated thoughts, like yesterday's Murli, the same seven self-respect which Baba gave. You heard just now how in different manner they explained the same thing. Probably none of us ever thought of such a painting which he described just now. What should be the pencil, what should be the rubber, what should be the colors, what should be the brush, what should be the board, what should be the picture, everything. So definitely this is an elevated thought that I am a spiritual painter, chitrakar. But now you brought newness by churning. So the same thought, I am a spiritual painter, but now everything has changed. What was Picasso? How Picasso was different from others? Because he viewed things from a different point of view. How Michelangelo was different from other painters? Because he viewed things from different way. They were all painters, but they were class apart from this world. Because they brought newness, freshness. That elegance was there in their painting. Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh. Why he would stand in the sun? And he would look at this sun whole day from dawn till dusk and just paint that one painting. People would call him mad, insane. He was put into the mental asylum. He was declared as mentally unfit, suffering from severe mental disorders. But there was a grace. People recognized him after his death. So elevated thought, but bring newness by churning, by viewing it from different point of view. So the last thing, when your heart is clean, so bring newness in your cleanliness also. Dil saaf, this half dil, bring newness in this clean heart, then your murad, your desires, your wishes, your yearnings, your longings would get fulfilled. So bringing newness in all the four things, in your courage, in your elevated thoughts, in your sense of trusteeship, and fourth, in your clean heart. Then your murad, then your desires would get fulfilled. So may you live as a trustee and leave all the burdens of every action to the Father and become a double light angel. Om Shanti.